everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Mixed trade continues in the live cattle futures today with limited short-term buyer support based on firming beef values. Traders remained concerned about growing production costs that are adversely affecting feeder cattle futures today. Corn futures higher in moderate trade with July up 4 cents. The Dow Jones 306 points lower, NASDAQ down 71 points. Over in live cattle today, futures were contained within a mixed trading range with prices hovering from 45 cents lower to 35 cents higher in limited overall direction. Limited movement here today with very little additional long-term direction developing following the choppy range-bound market shifts during the holiday week. Cash cattle trade remained undeveloped here on Wednesday. Meanwhile, box beef cutouts today were higher, up 49 cents in select and up 58 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 72 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, triple-digit losses were holding throughout the feeder cattle trade with traders focused on the inability to maintain early morning support. With corn futures trading mixed here on Wednesday, there seems to have been limited buyer interest as traders trying to account for feed market uncertainty due to delayed planting and concerns of long-term corn and soybean production that will affect feeder cattle markets and production costs for months and years to come. The August futures contract leading the complex lower today, down $1.22 per hundredweight. Meanwhile, today, grains were mixed with corn trade 2 to 4 cents higher, trade leaving another gap on the slower planting progress, and soybean trade 18 to 22 cents higher, with trade working to retain acres amid the weather concerns. Meal was 850 to 950 higher, and oil 35 to 45 points higher. Finally, in wheat today, trade was 2 to 6 cents lower, with Kansas City trade leading action with concerns about wet weather and spillover from corn pushing the market with weaker conditions and increasing volatility. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.